I don't know if you remember that in March last year, President Cyril Ramaphosa launched what he called the Youth Employment Service to create what's more like a new 12-month work opportunity for just over 1 million South African youths. And that is then the YES initiative, which invites businesses to sponsor jobs for the unemployed and potentially climb two levels of BBEE scorecard, or rather on the BBEE scorecard. And so Alon Rise, or Ray's founder of Raise Corp, a business incubator and leader in small business development, joins you then this morning to talk about the YES initiative and how it can benefit every company that takes it on board. Alon, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Abs. And just before I start, I'm not too much of a YES expert. I'm not an expert technically on that. That would be the YES people. But we work with them, so just to caution you.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. But I mean, in talking about that, and someone who is working with them, how important is it that companies take this initiative on board?
Well, I think from two perspectives it's important, or three perspectives. The first is from a social point of view, it's very important. What the research shows that if people are not employed very early on after they leave matric, they're very unlikely to find employment later on. So it's very important that they get into the working environment, they get something on their CV, they build a little confidence, and then they're far more likely. That the percentages are hugely different if you do or don't get a job within 3 years of leaving matric or leaving school. So that's critical. Number two, why it's important for the corporates is that, as you said in the intro, the government is giving an incentive on the BE scorecard for up to two additional levels on the scorecard, not points, but levels on the scorecard, if you actually absorb the interns that, and a small percentage, 2.5% or 5% of the interns that you take on board. But most important, what our initiative is doing, ourselves and Nuluwe, Race Corp and Nuluwe partner together, because what we've realized that we can use this in a far more effective way, because there are a whole bunch of small businesses who cannot afford employees, and corporates, instead of absorbing them in their own workforces, are allowed to, through the YES program, absorb them into small businesses as well. And we, as Race Corp, have got over 12,500 alumni. We're currently working with 500 entrepreneurs right now. And so a corporate, instead of having those people walking around their corridors, drinking their coffee and tea, taking up their desk space, can just sponsor these people, these interns, into a small business at their cost. And the small businesses benefit from that, which is a double whammy. So that's the big deal in this.
And talking about the difficulties, though, I imagine everything has its pros and cons. What are some of the difficulties of implementing this?
Well, I think from the issue is trying to find the youth, the right people who meet the criteria to match them to the jobs. And Lulawe has been extremely experienced in this. They've have 450,000 job seekers on their portal. They've placed over 30,000 candidates already in work. So they've got that capability. And that was a very important reason why we partnered with Lulawe, because they have that expertise and we have the expertise to find the actual entrepreneurs. But those are the major difficulties. The other is really once they're on the program to manage. It's a huge management. It's quite onerous, and we take care of all that in terms of all the reporting, etc. But I think also what's nice about this program is that there is an employment tax incentive where you can actually, as a corporate, get all that money back. Whatever you pay, you get back.
You had it. I pay my money back. I'm in. I'm in. Let's do this. I get to have my money back. That being said, Alon Reyes, the founder of Reyes Corp, a business incubator and leaders in small businesses, business development, joins you this morning to talk about how the YES initiative can benefit every company that takes it on. As he said before, he is not from YES, but he has worked with them, and so he understands the inequities of that. Just before we let you go, though, Alon, how successful has this been so far?
Well, YES has started to really get a lot of traction. The president and many of the big corporates have put their weight behind this and are driving this very hard because they understand its importance. Our initiative, YES Today, why YES with the number 2 day yesterday, is actually launching right now. This is the first day we launched, so you are exactly the first interview we're having about it. So yesterday it launches today, and if we speak in 6 months, I'll tell you how well it's doing. But so far, in our indication, when we're talking, we've got about 100 blue chip clients. We've been talking to them via our sales teams, and they're extremely excited to get on board. It's a no brainer. You know, when you try and create a no brainer, this is a no brainer.
Hear loud and clear. And just before we let you go, Alon, though, what would then be your parting words, I suppose, of encouragement to the Cape Talk listeners and business owners when it comes to this initiative?
I think what we've seen, just using the YES initiative, is that a lot of people can focus on all the negative, and a lot of people focus on the positive. Can you imagine getting a whole bunch of people in inverted commas for free to work for you? Not only that, they can work for your suppliers and your supply development, which is also creates additional points. So this is a very clever way for you to actually do something good and benefit in a non-cynical, real way.
Alon, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We're looking forward to further developments during the course of the year from you.
Thank you so much, Abs.
Thank you so much. That is Alon Reyes, who is the founder of Reyes Corp, talking to us about the YES initiative. What about you? Is there something you would consider doing? 021-446-0567. Do you own a small business? Do you own a business? Are you in the corporate space? Is there something you'd consider doing, taking on one of the many unemployed youth in South Africa and giving them a chance at a better life?